Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I want to share with you a quick thought. Firstly, Shana Tova Metaka. We should all be blessed with a good and sweet year. And wanted to share with you that there's a great book called Yosher Divrei Emet. And in there, he talks about this time of the year. He talks about the high holiday time of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And he talks about that during the prayers, you know, there's these special prayers that we have for the high holidays. And people get all into those and make a big thing about those. And we also have the prayers that we usually have, you know, the Shema and other things like that. And people kind of like have a tendency to kind of go routinely and quickly through those things and then make a big thing about those special additional prayers we have on the high holidays, things like Netanas Tokef and those kind of things. And so Yosher Divrei Emet says that we're doing it backwards, right? There's a reason those things are typically our main prayers, right? Because there's something big about them, right? That those are the essence, right? Those are the biggest stuff, so to speak, is going on in those prayers, in the Shema, and in the regular, the typical prayers that we have. And the truth is, I was thinking that, you know, a lot of times we do this kind of thing in our lives, right? We do this kind of thing in our relationships, right? The thing that's common, we let that kind of slide, we let that fall to the background. And then when there's some special thing or special event, we make a big deal about it, right? Where do you see this? One great example of this is by a wedding, right? People make a big deal about the wedding. They put tons and tons of money a lot of times into a wedding. But then when it comes to like living life day to day, are they really putting the emphasis into life? Are they really putting the emphasis into the way people are treating one another, right? And also financially, right? People have make a $50,000 wedding and then they're struggling in their day to day, right? In actual living of life, it's a struggle. So, that's just one simple example of this principle that a lot of time the thing that is the ongoing, persevering thing kind of takes a back seat to the special thing of the moment. And I think, you know, we kind of miss the point sometimes when we do that. And that seems to be what Yosher Divrei Emet is saying here, right? We have a tendency to make the ikar into the tafel and the tafel into the ikar. We take the main thing, we make it the tangent, so to speak, and then we take the thing that's, you know, the footnote on the side, or the added spark, the added spice, and we turn it into the main thing, right? And so he's saying that's not the case, right? Obviously, he's not saying don't get into the extra added prayers, but what he's saying is just remember that's an add-on, right? And so this is something that people, by the way, do in their relationship with God all the time, right? There can be some kind of added, unique, special thing, or some added what's called a chumrah in Hebrew, which is like an extra religious stringency. And so sometimes people can get all into that, but then they kind of lose sight and focus on the basics, right? Getting up in the morning to pray, whatever it might be, everybody in their own level. And so we should really be blessed to put the ikar as the ikar and the tafel as the tafel. We should put the main thing as the main thing. We should we should have our priorities straight. And when we do that, we end up with a much more healthy, balanced, growth-oriented Judaism that is well-rooted. Right? So we should be blessed to do that in all aspects of our lives, whether that be Jewish, whether that be in terms of relationships, etc., whether it be in our own personal lives, day to day. All right, my friends, have a great one. Have a great year.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.